Now it's time for Wisdom for Women with Debbie Bryson.
The topic of today's Wisdom for Women is Trouble with Words. An evil man is trapped by his sinful talk, but a righteous man escapes trouble. Proverbs 12, verse 13. 2 Thessalonians 1, 6 says, God is just. He will pay back trouble to those who trouble you. I'm reading a book called The Leadership Secrets of Billy Graham by Harold Myra and Marshall Shelley. Chapter 5 is titled Loving Harsh Critics. Here's an excerpt. All leaders get criticized. It's their response to criticism that sets them apart. When unfairly, untruthfully attacked, this was Billy Graham's response. By God's grace, I shall continue to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ and not stoop to mudslinging, name-calling, and petty little fights over non-essentials. Good job, Billy Graham. Winston Churchill said, by swallowing evil words unsaid, no one has ever harmed his stomach. Yes, Winston, a righteous man escapes trouble. So for us as women, let's also not get pulled into petty little fights. If someone has said something harsh or untrue about you, kick it to the curb. That's my new favorite visual and saying. Just kick it to the curb and move on. Recently, I found myself really upset over some unkind things said about me. It hurt. It hurt to know that others listened. I'd be dishonest if I said that I didn't think of a few hurtful words to say back. But then I thought, that is just not how I want to use my energy. It doesn't honor God. It doesn't feel good once it's said. And well, it's just bad business. So I decided to kick it to the curb, give it to God, and move on. This is Debbie Bryson praying that the practical wisdom of God's Word will make you wise.